welcome to episode 104 of the On the Run podcast. We are coming to you on a Wednesday night, just 48 hours after we got back from the Boston Marathon and cheering at mile 19. And we're on to tell you all about it. We couldn't wait anymore. We want to get this out and tell you guys how much fun we had. But first, my amazing co-host, who I can now officially call Six Star Erica because she changed her Instagram handle. How are you?
I am just wonderful, my friend. Yes, I finally changed the Instagram handle because this weekend, after all of the fun events, my new license plates came in and I got the vanity plates that say Six Star. So this is my whole personality now. I am Six Star Erica.
Yes, you are. It's on your Peloton leaderboard name. It's been that way since the day you got your Six Star.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, we need to get the Instagram handle, but you were so on the edge there of like, do I get rid of Eham Shazam? Like, you could create a second account called Eham Shazam.
Yeah, but
still.
I never post to Instagram very often anyway, so there's no way I'm going
to
post
to
two accounts.
On that. Yeah, we have to work on that.
But I did try to log in this weekend, and Rachel can attest to it. It would not log into the On the Runs account.
I had to change the password.
Everything. Really?
Yes,
well,
I had to change it.
And you're going to have to talk to me later.
It happened on a whim, and so I'm going to change it again. We have to talk about what we want it to be, because it no longer is what it used to be. And now anyone else who used to be associated with the podcast doesn't know what it is. But yes,
gotcha.
We have to come up with a new one. You could have just sent me a message like, hey, what's the password?
I was just getting frustrated. So I'm like, whatever, I'll just tag him in some stuff later.
What you can do, and if anyone is like wants to like send some things and have me post it, all you got to do is take a video and then send it to me. Shoot it to me in either like a DM on Instagram or on Facebook Messenger. Those work out the best every time. But I am so excited. I'm also like, not excited to hear about how your day went on Saturday. I've been prepping for, I took a couple hours and I prepped for this episode. And if you are listening, and if this comes out like it should on Thursday, tonight, Thursday night, I will drop the YouTube video of this episode because you're going to hear a lot of clips. But if you watch the YouTube video, you're going to get to see the clips. So that's going to happen a little later when we get to our day on Monday. But first, this is all Boston recap. You went, because you said you tried to log into the account, you went to the expo on Saturday, and man, I had the worst FOMO I've ever had since starting this podcast.
I wish you were there.
Tell me all about it. Lay it on me easy here. We'll figure it out. I got to be there next year, but tell me about expo day.
Well, first off, I planned out this whole weekend that going to the expo and stuff with Rachel, because she lives in Somerville, super close. And we both had to run that weekend. So we did just a short 5-mile run around her neighborhood and around a cute little lake. We wore our Boston colors, Boston socks, had a blast, took some pictures. And then from her house, we took the T right into the city. And oh, man, it was electric. I mean, we missed out on like the 5K that was going on that day, but we showed up and they were doing the Invitational Mile. And that was a blast to watch.
Did you see the end of like the middle school race, by the way?
Yeah.
The guy blocking and everything. He got DQ'd, by the way.
He did. I was wondering about that. I was over to the side. I was waiting in line for the whole reason we really went down for the book signing with Joanna Garten for her new book, All in Stride, which
we'll get
to there. I happen to have a copy right here. So we were waiting in line right on Boylston when the Invitational Mile was going on. And yeah, it was really, really, really fun to watch. We were having a good time while we were waiting.
Nice. So you go into the city. Where do you go? I've never been to the expo. I had all the intentions on going this year. Like, we're going to go. We're going to go and meet Pam and Maurice and maybe go to like do a hotel episode. And dance competition, man, got in my way. And I was with the boys and I had to get out of the house to like get away from watching everyone's story. So we went on a little outdoor adventure hike with the boys, wore them out, got them tired.
Probably but smart so you didn't get super FOMO, but
the FOMO was so bad. I don't want to talk about it. Like I really felt like I was missing out on something that I really felt like we had to be there. We're not making any money doing this besides our few patrons who are amazing and help pay for Riverside and Buzzsprout. so some people go there for work, but like the Boston Run Show, I was like, we need to go and just go and walk around, say hi, shake hands, hold babies, you know, take pictures, hand out our stickers and magnets and stuff, and just get the word out. And that's why I really wanted to be there. So I've told you, I think I might just go ahead and book a hotel now. And you're like, geez, Eric, that's a lot of money, but I will be there next year. I'll figure it out.
Commitment, right? Yeah,
I'll take
no gamophobia from you.
When the boys are out of diapers, I'll take them. They should be good next year. No more diapers.
Okay, all right. But yeah, most of the Boston festivities, at least on Saturday, were pretty much concentrated on Boylston Street, which is where the finish line is. That's where the expo is located, and the street over, like the parallel street, is called Newberry Street. And there was a ton of shit going on down there, so it was just within a couple blocks of each other, just so much going on, people everywhere. You were seeing everybody walk around, taking pictures with their bibs, wearing jackets from the previous years.
Did you have your jacket on?
I did have my jacket on. Even so, fun fact, Catherine was checking it out. She's like, oh, this is the badge of honor. And I'm like, I know, I love this jacket.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Catherine,
we had so much fun.
Switzer.
I got to meet her
in
person.
And telling you, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go right to it.
She's as wonderful as we know she is.
Let's go right to it. You don't even have to tell me why you're there. I know why you're there. Book signing. Mm-hmm. But she invited us. Okay.
Yes.
Walk me through, spare no details, the Catherine Switzer experience.
Well, it was quite a wait to get to actually talk to her. But once we got up to the front,
Did she recognize you right away?
I don't know if I let her have enough time to recognize me, but I just came right out and I was like, Catherine, Joanna, Elvin, it's a pleasure to meet you guys. I'm Erica from On the Runs. And Joanna just like perked right up because I had been emailing her. And thank you to Catherine for setting
that
whole
thing
up.
You've been emailing her too?
I just had sent her an email on Friday saying, hey, I think I'm going to be able to make it.
Okay.
I will say hello to you. So she recognized
that,
me right away. Catherine just gave me a big hug. And oh my gosh, it was so nice to just get to catch up a little bit and say thank you for all the time that she put in, for all the wonderful things she said, for just spending time with us.
God.
It was awesome.
Yeah, like over an hour. Mm-hmm. And then sending us names of other people we should have on and copying them in the email, and those people responding to us. And so Joanna was, how was she? Was she just like, you said she perked
so
right
nice.
Up.
Yep. Yeah? She's so nice. So when we were talking a little bit, we're like, yeah, we're going to get you on. And we actually really need to get Elvin Cabet on at the same time. So that she is the
you
subject
wanna do that?
Of,
okay.
I do want to do that. I think that would be amazing because she is the subject of Joanna's book, All in Stride. So I have yet to read this. I really can't wait to. It's going to be a fascinating story. But I mean,
okay.
That's
so your
be
homework,
awesome.
Is
awesome
I will
episode.
Schedule them. But your homework is to be done with the book by the time we have them on.
Easy, easy. I can.
Okay.
Do it.
All right. So we'll talk to them next week.
I could do it. Yeah. This is just
we
like
we'll wait a few weeks.
Pages. I got this.
Okay. You're the reader. You can give me the cliff notes or something. But like that's your homework. This is going to be a lot of fun. So we'll have her and Elvin on. That's,
absolutely.
That would be amazing. I would love to do it.
Perfect. So I'll let you deal with the scheduling, but we got to give some hugs, take some pictures, and while waiting in line, that was so much fun too. I got to meet a bunch of people just who were walking by on the street. Do you want to know who we bumped into just out of the blue walking
by? I saw pictures, so I'm going to take some guesses. My first guess, because this looked like it was in a line, you ran into Beard.
Yep, Mr. Beard himself, Dan the Bearded Runner. He just walked by and I like locked eyes with him. I was like, I know you. So he stopped and chatted with us for a little
bit,
got that selfie.
Was he like, you should have got a Mac?
No, he dropped the Mac stuff. So he stopped razzing me on it. But also waiting in line was somebody from Team Poland Spring, one of Tara Pterodactyl's awesome team members.
We love Team Poland Spring. If I'm being honest, this is Poland Spring inside here. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep.
I'll get myself a Poland Spring bubbler.
There you go. Her name is Cindy, and I actually have been following her for a while because she's a pro-compression ambassador like myself.
Oh, so you knew who she was? Okay, so you saw
Rachel,
her.
Rachel, actually, she knows her from more interaction. So thanks to her, she introduced me and got to say hello and stuff. So it was really cool.
That's awesome. I also see that you saw Ali G.
I did, but I can't forget to mention before we saw Ali G.
All right, I'm getting way too far ahead. This is your day you're telling me about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So right after our interaction with Catherine. Right after our interaction with Catherine, I turn around in line and Mary is right there. And she's like, excuse me, do you know about On the Run? Mary and Ruth Ann were just standing right in line. I was like, oh my gosh, when did you get here? It was so awesome to bump into them and officially meet Ruth Ann. That was my first time meeting her.
So wait, were they in line with you or did they find you in line?
I think they were just walking by. They were at the expo and then they were walking towards the finish line, I think trying to find some food because they were going back to the expo for a whole bunch of like speakers.
Okay.
And so we hadn't even made it to the expo yet. It was just a whirlwind morning. And then they happened to just be standing right there. So got to chat with them for a little bit, take some pictures too.
Did you get to meet Tom?
I don't think Tom was there. Tom was not there.
Our patron, Tom McManus. Like, come on. When are we going to get to meet Tom, Mary? No, I love
the
McManus.
She's got to make us make an introduction.
For those of you who don't know, Mary's our wonderful patron. But on Patreon, it's under Tom McManus. So I love to just say.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. Oh, that's cool. And you met Ruth Ann because I didn't get to meet Ruth Ann at the Boston Run Show. We just missed her then. So that's awesome. You got to see them. Going back to Catherine. And Joanna, how much time did you actually get to spend there talking to them?
Not a super long time because the line was long. We didn't want to hold it up very long, but I probably spent a good 4 or 5 minutes, which is
that's amazing.
A good amount of time. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
And was there any talk about the episode? Was there any talk about, was she like, Joanna, I had such a blast with these two? Or was it just like about the book and about what's your plans for the weekend?
She was
like,
what was the conversation? Yeah, she was giving us compliments. And I had actually mentioned that she was episode number 100 and she was so excited to find that out. So we were really happy that she was number 100.
That was a big deal. It took some work. I really, really happy
it worked out.
So thank you to Catherine Switzer and her entire team for helping make that happen for us.
Absolutely.
And next year, Catherine, I'll be there. I'll meet you. It's going to happen.
You got to. You have to.
Yes. We're going to figure it out. We'll spend up to $1,000 a night on a hotel.
You told me that you were going to sign up for the distance medley next year. So we have to be in the city.
I just need to know the dates. I just need Okay.
It's always the Saturday before the Boston. Well, it's the Saturday before the Boston Marathon. That's the 5K.
Yes.
The 10K is always like the third or fourth weekend in June.
Of the Gallop.
Yes.
I need to know if the NASCAR race is going to be different because that's the weekend of the NASCAR race this year. It's never been that way, but it's only because of the Olympics. And the NASCAR race is a whole thing. It's a whole family thing. We go camping the entire week. But if it gets moved back to its original date, I am totally in on the half marathon. So I am totally in on the
half marathon will be in November.
I meant the one in June. What's the one in June?
Oh, the 10K.
The 10K.
But if you sign up for the medley, you're signing up for all three of them at the same time. So.
And I just need, So when can you sign up by? When's the latest you can sign up?
Oh, that sells out so fast. So once it opens, you got to be quick.
When's it open?
January or February?
January
or February. I get the email.
Oh, no, that's fine. As long as it's like after Halloween.
Yes, it should be.
Okay. I'll know if we'll be camping at NASCAR in June or not by Halloween. Okay. But
there
I'm in for the 5K and I probably be in for the half marathon. I was talking to Dan and I said I might still try to get the half marathon this year if I still can. But the medley is where you do all three.
Yes. But
and I'll do the mile. If they invite me to the mile, I'll do it. And I'll block some people just like that guy did.
I don't think we're going to be invited to the mile. But speaking of Dan again, we were chatting a little bit about
his name's Beard.
Beard. We were talking a little bit about how he was so close to hitting his sub 20 5K goal. So I invited him. Well, I told him that he should come up for the Hollis Fast 5K. I think 4 seconds or 6 seconds
something.
He was very close.
But you know what? You know what? I hate to say it. that beard takes away some aerodynamics. Ooh. I mean, when you have you a perfectly shaved head like mine and shaved face, like I gain a minute in a 5K with this beautifully shaved head. A minute in a 5K.
Yeah. Well, I told him with the Hollis Fast 5K course, he could do like a sub 19, basically. It is very, very downhill. So well, Dan, he's considering it.
Dan invited us to a 5K and we're going to see if we can make it. But Dan, if we can make that, you have to make Hollis 5. It's on a Thursday.
Are you doing Hollis 5?
I don't see why not. I just don't know if I'm going to like go all out and fall on my face when I have Mount Washington 2 days later.
Oh, you do, but I usually bomb that one. I go balls to the wall. So
I know you do. Yeah.
That's the only one I can really do because it is very downhill. And then I'm only like 4 minutes from home, so I can go home and cry, curl up on my floor and be like,
So you saw Beard, you saw Marion Roof, and
yep.
I mentioned Ali G earlier, and you're like, you're going too far ahead. So where should we go next? Who else do you see? I know you saw Mr. 305, too.
Yes. So right after we did the book signing, Rachel and I walked right across the street over to the expo. It took us, like, the line was crazy long. Like, it looped around, like, just kept snaking. And as we were making our way, like, inside the building, we were going about to go up an escalator, and Steve came down the escalator and was like, hey! So I don't even think I would have seen him because I was going to try not to trip and fall on the escalator. But he was just so excited. He met Mrs. Space Cadet there. He got a free pillow. We got to ask him about that. I don't get where the free pillow thing's about, but he got a pillow. Oh. He even bought us a cute little, like, did you see the patch that he bought us with the porta potty on it?
I saw the patch. He bought them for us?
He bought it for us. So I have it at the house. If you have somewhere to put it, you are welcome to it. But I have it in the
meantime.
Could
I put it like right here on the wall? I need something here.
It's very well, it's maybe like this big. But okay. It's like a patch for a jacket. Like you, like a sew-on patch.
Yeah,
like,
it was from Race Day Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep. So
speaking of the wall and the wall space, I think I know what I'm going to do here, and I also think I know what I'm going to get you for your birthday, but we'll talk about that in June.
Stop buying me shit, because I'm terrible at birthday presents.
This isn't buying so much, it's more creating.
Oh, all right, fine. I like homemade gifts. Those are always cool.
Cool.
So anyways, we make it inside the expo finally. Steve was so cool to see him. I was not expecting it, but I knew Ali G was inside that building. So Rachel and I worked our way in, went and found her. She was waiting at this cool little spinning camera thing, trying to get some cool photos of herself. Yeah, they like spin right around you. And so I gave her the biggest hug. It was so awesome to see her. Got to meet her sister, Kate. Like, they are just two awesome people. And the one thing I really wanted to do in the expo was go see the 6-star wall for myself. I was so pumped about that. My name's on it, and Rachel's name is on it right now, too. So
that's so cool. I saw that. My first thought was like, why is your name on a wall? You're not running in the race. And then I thought, maybe it's all the Boston Marathon runners. I'm like, that's like of all time. Like, that would be a huge list. Like, what is this? Makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. 6-star. How many people have done the 6-star? Was there like facts or any notes there? Like 36,000 or million or?
Oh God, there's maybe 11,000 at this point now.
Oh, you're only one of 11,000?
Yep. So when I actually had emailed like the World Majors people, Abbott, about it when I finished. And I was only one of 23 people in the state of New Hampshire to have the 6-star medal, which was pretty cool. So I'm sure it has gone up from that point. It's been over a year, but
pretty cool deal.
The stats
new homework assignment,
cool.
Find out who all those people are.
I don't know if they can disclose that info, but we'll see. I'll see what I can figure out, but it is pretty cool to find those stats.
All right. Mm-hmm. Somebody else I saw that you ran into, and this person had an amazing Saturday, it looked like. Unfortunately, she didn't have the best Monday. But you saw Candace.
I did see Candace. So it wasn't at the expo. I was looking for her. I went creeping around the Race Day Rangers expo booth because I heard she was working there. Got to meet Lauren, who we were talking about when we talked to Candace on her episode, which was awesome. But yeah, we hadn't stuck around very long at the expo. It was very crowded in there for good reason. Rachel and I went out after and grabbed some lunch. And finally, I get a message from Candace like, "Hey, I heard you were looking for me. Where are you?" We unfortunately had left, but I told her, I'm like, "Hey, if you leave the expo and you happen to be around like this place, let me know." And she found us in the restaurant. It was her and Jen. So we got to talk to them for a couple minutes and get some pictures. And I was so bummed for Candace that she didn't get her day, but I hope everything went well with her surgery.
So Candace, for anyone who doesn't know, has some pretty major life things happening right now. Mm-hmm. She has to take care of. She didn't get to run the Boston Marathon like she originally planned. She also isn't going to get to do her 6-star in the fall.
Oh, she has to defer that too.
Yes, but she's going to get it back. She's going to come back stronger than ever.
Yes, she will.
There was no exception. She had to get the surgery on Monday. I talked to her on the phone. She's in great spirits. She has breast cancer. Like, she's made this public. She found it in Tokyo during the Tokyo Marathon. And we're thinking of you, Candace. We can't wait to see the comeback. I had a great conversation on the phone with her, and she was telling me all about cold capping and a few things. So you guys are going to get to hear from her in October. She wants to come back on and give us an update in October. So we'll have her like on the back end of October.
Mm-hmm.
We're thinking of you. I know everyone else is. I know immediately, like, she signed up for the Will Run For virtually live race.
That's great.
Yeah, she signed up for that.
We have a lot of connections we got to make, so let's make some introductions for Candace.
And whenever, if this ever happens to anyone, or if you're like, if something happens to you in your life, it doesn't need to be breast cancer, it can be anything, and you're like, "I need to talk to someone," you can reach out to us, because we've met a lot of people who've gone through things, like Jared with the leg injury, Kobe Jacobus with, it was his liver, or it was his
liver or kidneys?
I can't remember right now what it was, but it was kidneys. You're right. It was kidneys. So yes, we know a lot of people. If you're going through
badass people,
some
help get you through whatever you're going through.
Badass people, badass athletes, amazing people. These are really like what a community.
So I don't think we did too much more after that. We were trying to see if we could find Erin Azar, because I heard she was around the city. We were trying to find Alexi Pappas because she was also around.
That would have been so cool.
I know. But unfortunately, we didn't bump into them. But I did get to see in all its glory a giant poster of Maurice. I was so pumped.
How cool is that to see his picture everywhere?
Oh my God. It was so cool. I took a picture next to him. I'm like, "I know him." So we are so proud of Maurice. I didn't get to see him until race day, but we'll talk about that later. But
we'll talk about that maybe next week.
Right. But Rachel and I had so much fun.
I just so missed out. Man, I wish I was there. Yeah. So much FOMO.
But what was weird is, like, even though I got to do it in 2018.
What was weird was you weren't with me.
Well, also that.
That's what was weird. No, I'm kidding.
In 2018, I didn't get to, like, I didn't go check out the finish line. There was a lot of stuff I feel like I didn't do. So this was kind of nice to be able to check things out, go visit the fan fest, go to a book signing, go meet people. This was a very awesome experience.
All right.
Because I didn't do that the first time around. So
very
even
cool.
though I didn't run.
Mm-hmm. I had so much FOMO. I'm glad.
I'm sorry, dude. I wanted you there.
You know what? I feel like you did a good job not selling it too much to me. You made it sound like, "Oh, you just walked around. You saw some people. You checked some things out." I think that's really how it was. Well, next year, maybe we can figure it out and spend the entire weekend there. We were talking to Tara and Lindsay in our group chat, like, man, they wish they had more time. You can go and see the shows, or you can go and sit down. There's so many shakeout runs.
I think more athletes. Yeah,
for
the
sure,
shakeout runs. That would
for
been
sure
cool.
We have to do the 5K or a shakeout run of some type. And and I need to meet Catherine. I need to meet Catherine.
Yes, you do.
It has to happen, because I need to thank her in person. Like,
put
you got
it on
to.
Your list.
So all right. So that was the weekend. Then it was Marathon Monday, and I wake up in the morning. I eat some. Actually, I didn't even eat, but I wake up in the morning. I take Adeline to school, and then I picked you up at 9 o'clock with my brother in hand, and we drove down to the Newton Hills.
Oh, man. We had so much fun. Thank you for driving, by the way. I really appreciate it. Because Sunday, the reason I didn't go into the city, I had myself a long run. I ran a marathon just for the hell of it, I guess, as a training run. And my legs were like pretty dead. So you were my hero driving down, you and Alex. And we got a new tip on where to park because Leslie... Yes. Our wonderful, awesome friend / Patreon told us where she parked. And we're like, oh, and we were on the right side of the road that we were supposed to be on last year.
Which honestly, like you were there so early. We can just cross the street. But you got there last year and you set up where you were. So we had base camp. We're on the wrong side of the road.
Although
we're on
this year, they made you work for it because they had so many more metal barriers.
I don't think they did. A lot of people made some comments about that. I don't think it was any different.
I thought it was like cones with the string across it last year, was it?
Different parts, but those white barriers were the same barriers. I can go back in the photos and videos from last year and show you they're the same.
I did hear, though, that they had 4 extra miles worth of those along the course.
I'm sure they did, but where we were, it was the same barriers. The only thing I noticed before was... In the intersection, there was a little bit of a gap where they would let people cross. I noticed a lot more crossing last year, none this year. But you're right. We parked on the opposite side. We walked 0.6 miles to our destination where Leslie had. We found the best spot on the correct side of the road, which would be the runner's left, where we can look straight down and they can see us from a while away.
Yes.
And we didn't bring the banner. We left it in the truck because we didn't have the Easy Up. Remember, we were like, do we bring the Easy Up? No, it's going to be nice. We brought it last year because it rained.
I told you to grab it.
We left. Yeah, we left it in there. And then I'm thinking to myself, I can zip tie this to the yellow, to the white barrier. I went and talked to 3 cops and I got permission. They told me absolutely as long as it's not offensive. And I said, no, it just has some toilet paper on it. It's not a big deal. I ran back to the truck, grabbed it, and ran back up the hill to where we were.
Yeah.
And we set that banner up, and I think that was key because that's a big blue on the runs banner. It looked amazing. You'll see it in pictures. I think it was like something, it would catch some eyes. You'll see in videos in a second, like a runner might run by us and we'll be yelling their name. Yuki is one, in fact, that this happened to, and they like look and wave, and then they see the banner and they're like, oh my God, it's you guys. They don't have to focus on the person's face. They see the banner and they're like, that's them. There they are. So
yeah,
I was super excited. There was a lot of waiting around, but when we got there, the wheelchair guys were going by. And it wasn't that long until the pros came by and we saw the pros. What was your experience of the pros? Was it the same, different, better?
Last year was definitely, it was a little more entertaining because yes, you had Elliot, but there was a tight pack last year. And this year,
we had a breakaway. That's right.
Oh yeah. He had, at that point in the race, he had like a 3-minute lead on the second place man. So it was all like, woo, here he comes. And then we're like, where's the rest of them? Where are they? And so it was a little anticlimactic, but still really cool. We found out that Lemma was his name, and he wound up winning the race, but the second place man closed the gap I think it was like 40 seconds he had behind him. I'm like, wow, that's a breakaway. That's a really good breakaway. But yeah, it was still pretty fun. The women had a closer race. That was way cooler to watch.
I think it's more fun seeing the women come by than the guys.
Oh, absolutely.
You tend to know them more. Mm-hmm. You there was Dez. Dez was there. Emma Bates was there.
Yep. Emma Bates was leading at the point when she passed us. Yeah. That was cool. So Sarah Hall was in there.
Oh, Alex, my brother who was there, was like, oh my God, it's Sarah Hall. Remember? He goes, oh my God, it's Sarah Hall.
Didn't he run with Ryan at one point, her husband?
Something like that. Yeah, he was really excited to see her. He really was.
Yeah, it's cool stuff. So
if you remember, okay, so you're setting up the table. You got your cooler with stuff. You got like a Coke for Yuki. You got a Diet Coke for somebody.
I had a flat Coke for Yuki.
Yeah.
I had to shake up that Coke like for 3 days just to make sure it was like,
that's
good enough.
Funny.
I put in the work, you guys. I really did. I was trying to look out for you.
So you're setting up all your stuff and I'm trying to get my stuff figured out, right? And I'm really becoming like, anal, it might be the right word here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, how do I record content? Do I use my phone? Do I hook the microphone up to my phone? Do I hook it up to the recorder? I'm like, no, I want video at least too.
Yeah.
So I'm doing like testing. I'm like testing 1, 2, 3. And then I'll be like, Erica, say something. Alex, say something. Say it with the mic right up to their face. Say it with the mic 2 feet from them. I ended up deciding with, I'm not using the microphone.
Yeah.
Really, because it was just too hard. Because now I'm like, microphone in one hand, phone in the other.
Yeah, your hands were full. You couldn't do anything else. You couldn't clap. You couldn't,
right. I need a third hand.
Use the megaphone. So
maybe one day I'll have, or maybe next year I'll have a different device or something, or those little tiny mics that hook on to your collar, right? We have those, but we bought like $20 ones over a year ago. It doesn't work with every platform.
Doesn't work with Riverside, so that wouldn't work.
Didn't work with my work phone. Worked with your Samsung phone, though.
Yeah.
Doesn't work with Fruit phones, maybe. I don't know. But I decided, okay, listen, I'm just going to get it with my phone and post it to Instagram stories and save all the videos.
Yeah.
And we're going to do it here. So what you're going to get next is you are going to hear almost every interaction we had with our pod fam as they came running. This is in no particular order. It is in the order that Riverside has it on the media board, which actually is the order I uploaded it on. So our first person we saw, which we didn't know she was running until the night before, but we saw Ash Kicken, Miss Ashley Paulson, come by. So here's how we're going to do this. Let's play the video first, and then we'll talk about each one. You ready?
Perfect. All right. Let's go.
Here's the first one. She was kicking ass with her pink hair flying down the course. We probably had no time to like get her attention before she was already gone, but she saw us, and she made her way over. Did you hear? She goes, I haven't even pooped.
She was saying that you know you're good friends with somebody when that, like, you can talk about poop. Like, that is the requirement. So she understands the assignment. She, every time, she's like, yes, I didn't poop. I did poop. Like, she doesn't hold it back.
Yeah, that was super cool. She came flying over, gave us high fives. It was really neat. She sent us a DM after. Like, she initiates some of the DMs. So that's really cool.
Awesome.
She's been, I just like, thank you for all the support she's given us. And every time we send her something, she's like willing to help out. So the one thing I should have done, a disclaimer, I apologize if these are really loud and all my voice is like, yes, and that's all you
well,
hear.
We're screaming, the phone's right there.
Right, but we're working on it.
One thing you can see from this video, which pops up in many of the videos, I'm sure, is the sign that Alex made that said slap for speed boost.
We'll
that
get there.
Was the best idea. And I'm so proud of him for thinking of that. And plus, the other side of it said, you look sexy. So conversation starters. We were trying to make people smile on the course. So
breaking
good
the
job,
ice.
Alex.
We'll get there. We'll get there because I might have that video saved too. The next person who came, he ran by us last year. And you remember I was sick last year and I had no voice. And I tried so hard to yell his name and get his attention. And he just kept going and going. This time, and you'll see how excited I got, he acknowledged me and gave me a wave. Big Z, Zdeno Chara, in the Boston Marathon.
Chara! Chara! Let's go, Big Chara! Z! Big Z! Yeah, Big Z! Yeah!
I waved! He waved!
Yeah! Oh, look, I got so excited, I turned the phone to me
like
and you. I think it was a peace sign. He looked, and then as he looked back,
he had
back,
like his hand held in it, and he just like whatever it was. It counts.
I think it was
count
more.
It
was more. He looked at me, and then he moved his face back up the road, and then he just did like stuck his hand out like that, like yo, buddy. You can hear how loud Alex and I were both doing it, and we should have been in sync because I think I was going Chara, and Alex was going Big Z or the opposite. But that was so cool.
Nice.
That was
proud
so cool.
Happy for you.
Yes, I was so excited. He looked at me. He's not the only one who did. We'll get to him later. But
I thought you were going to talk about Patrick Caron because he like just zoomed right by, but he waved to us too. I don't know if you have a video of him.
That you think about it, I don't think I have the Patrick Caron video on here. Well, I failed.
Patrick Caron did amazing. He did like, he qualified for Boston for next year, so we know he's going to be there.
I think he qualified for like everything. He ran under a, did he run under 6 minute pace?
I don't know exactly, but he did like a 250 something. So he's well under.
I'll tell you exactly what he ran because I have the app. He ran, oh my God. Okay. He finished 230th out of over 25,000 runners with a finishing time of 2 hours, 34 minutes, and 50 seconds.
Oh God, that's way faster than I thought he ran. So
it's a 5 minute and 55 second per mile pace. I was right, under 6 minutes.
He looked by us like with the graceful loping.
He looked so good. His slowest mile was mile 26 at a 7:03.
Oh.
I wonder what happened.
He was probably like, woo.
Taking it in. He's just taking it in.
Boylston.
So actually, perfect time to talk about the app because the app was kind of frustrating, especially for you. You were a little grumpy.
I couldn't help it. So we were saying, I don't even know if we said it on here or if it was in our stories or no, it was the intro from the other day. We had like 35 people lined up and I was going through. I was trying so hard to be like, all right, we've got this person first, this person second. There's like a mile between them. Then this person, all at once. And all of a sudden, there's like 18 people left. And I'm like, am I deleting these by accident? Because like, I'm left-handed, hold the phone in my left hand. I'm scrolling with my thumb and there is the little minus sign. And I was like, oh my gosh, I must have. But then I go to click on it and it makes you say, do you want to get rid of this person? And so I didn't click any of that. They just disappeared. So what did we figure that you could turn, if you turned off your wife or you turned airplane mode on and it took you off or something?
It's just a tracking mode. I think you can decide if you want to share or not. So when we uploaded everyone's bib number, like we had 35 people.
Yeah.
When they crossed the starting line, it disappeared because it went from 35 to like 18. And I think that's what happened because I noticed after a while, like, yeah, a lot of names were missing and I didn't see them. So I think that's what happened. It wasn't you. It wasn't me. It wasn't an accident.
It was definitely mid-race.
I don't think it was because at that time they didn't start yet.
No,
they didn't start the race yet. Because it might have been midway through for some people. No,
I know for a fact that I saw people. Because I had them all lined up. You did not have.
Then
my
they turned
full
it
list.
On and off at some point because Lori
That's
did
what
work.
I'm
yes, Lori
but she
worked
was
for,
on
but
there.
She told us she turned it off partway through the race.
Mm-hmm. That's
I agree.
What I'm thinking. But
I do think some people turned it off before they even started, and once they start, it disappeared.
It's possible some of them did, but I remember seeing people like coming down the course because they go in order. And then they just weren't there anymore. Okay. And I was like, what's happening? So,
you know,
some people did it. Some people don't. I don't know.
And, you know, as I'm looking at my list here on the media board, I'm sorry for a few people. I know I missed now. I'm like, oh, crap, I missed. Just because I see one name on, I see a couple names on here. So if I didn't get your video up, I'm sorry, but I'll make it up to you. So the next person who came by, I got a lot. This was a learning experience throwing all these up on the media board. The next person who came by was a guy we talked to at the very beginning of this calendar year, Jared. It was my first time meeting Jared in person as he came running by and he was cruising, looking good. Let's get to Jared's video here.
Yes! Jared! Yes!
We see you, buddy!
Yes!
Yes!
Yes, buddy! Yes! What's up, dude?
He's amazing. You should hear his story.
That's me telling Alex, Jared, how awesome he is. And what else I love was when I told Alex that, Leslie was like, looked at Alex and called him out and goes, you don't listen to your brother's podcast, do you?
I
had no
sure
clue like some of these people we've
had
on.
Your brother had mentioned it to us like, because doesn't he not listen to like any podcast at all?
No, I don't know. No, he listens to like Rich Roll or Rogan or whatever. But yeah, that was really cool.
Jared's so awesome.
Jared kept going. Some people stopped. Some people kept going and just gave us a high five or whatever, or a wave.
If it were up to me, I would have been like, go, just don't stop. Go, go, go.
Yep.
But the people who did stop, I thank you for it. But just do run
right,
your own
you
race.
Do you.
Run your own
you
race.
Do you.
Yeah.
If you stop, we'll talk. We'll have a good time. We'll do whatever.
Yep. Did I tell you that I found out that Jared's going to be doing Flying Pig?
Yes, I saw that. I think
pumped.
I even saw your comments back and forth.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh,
Jared's
I'm so excited.
Going to be an amazing pod fan member, and we might have him back on the pod in a few days, too. We'll see if it
Excellent.
Works out.
Excellent. Cool.
So the next video I have is actually you saw a random person on the course, and you knew this guy needed help. And you somehow locked eyes and got his attention, and I just happened to be rolling with film at the time. Let me show you what I'm talking about here, and you can tell me about this and how this happened.
Give you a sugary boost.
How you doing, man?
This guy was struggling.
Let's give a big cheer for our boy right here.
You got it, dude. You got it.
You look emotional, Erica.
I remember this guy.
You got it,
I mean,
man.
He had stopped. He had stopped right in front of us, like keeled over almost. Like he was still standing, but he just bent over, and I was like, He's hurting. So yeah. I didn't have much to offer him. I don't think he was holding a handheld or anything, so we couldn't refill his water, anything like that. So I just grabbed the first thing I could. I was like, have some Coke. I mean, this will hopefully give you some sort of a pick me up. It's sugar, it's a little caffeine. I don't know what he needed, but I hope it helped him. I mean, that's tough. Like the sun was just so bright yeah. and beating on you, and it was hot, and
it was a hot day.
I just couldn't not help any way I could, you know. I was gonna give him whatever I could.
Look at you. I can clearly see his bib number in that video. I'm gonna look him up later and maybe try to find who he is if he's on Instagram.
I would love to know if he did okay.
Because throughout the week mm-hmm. I've been posting them as reels, these clips that you're going to see. They're all going to be on an Instagram page, and I'm adding the collab to someone like I did today for Lindsay, right? Mm-hmm. Lindsay and Jess I did today, and we'll get to those ones, but
I added
the collabs. You'll see all these on our Instagram page too, so including this YouTube video if you're going to watch the pod on the YouTube. So Erica, kudos to you for reaching out to that guy. We'll do it for anybody, right?
I mean, I wanted to help. I just couldn't let him go. He looked like he was struggling.
Well, this next one needs no introduction. You'll hear me yelling her name as she gets closer, and she stopped and gave us a good little quick recap. Let's get to the next one.
Jay Duncan, we got a Jay Duncan!
Yes.
We got a Diet Coke for Jay! Woohoo! What's up?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you need water too? Do you have some? I can do some.
Oh, we got it. You pissed off, NASCAR. Come on.
You're refilling her water here.
How you doing?
I'm hurting, man.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much just going to walk
You're crushing
here.
It, though.
Yeah. I'm doing okay. Lots of walking today.
We got the pit stop.
Ooh, Poland Spring right there.
No, I just iced myself.
Do you want a pickle juice shot?
Pickle juice.
No.
No. No. No.
Yes. So Jay Duncan runs up to us. We give her the Diet Coke, and you notice her handheld water is pretty low. So you filled that up. You offered to pour water down her back.
Mm-hmm.
You offered her pickle shot. God, no. I wouldn't want
like,
a pickle
oh,
shot.
Oh, you're not Lindsay. I mean, like, yeah, Lindsay had, I gave her two shots. I'm sure we'll talk about that.
That
but
was an awesome interaction with Jay.
Yeah.
So proud of Jay. She did really, I think, like, considering how hot it was, I think she did, like, wicked awesome.
She crushed it.
Yeah, she absolutely did.
I'm so impressed. I am so incredibly impressed.
So this next person who we have, this was fun. At some point, I finally got my hands on the megaphone. I think Erica regrets that. But I finally got my hands on the megaphone, and I'm just taking a video of me on the megaphone. And then all of a sudden, this one runner pops up right in front of us and is like, there she is.
I do not know why I haven't had this megaphone the entire time.
I'm glad I
am obviously the most fun of the megaphone, Erica.
I'm glad I did not give it that.
Let's go, everybody. Come on, 26690.
Yes!
Jen, let's go!
jumping in the hug.
Yeah!
Okay.
Do you want a pickle shot?
You are fine.
Yeah.
You're yeah, rocking it.
I just got ice.
Yes.
Yes. I like ice on the back.
What's up?
No. I got Aaron that way.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh, Aaron Azar?
Yeah.
All right.
A lot of people saw Aaron Azar.
Okay. This is a
So Jen just randomly showed up in the middle of my video as I'm trying to make a post, and you're, I'm like, oh, why didn't I have this megaphone earlier? And you're like, I'm so glad I didn't give it to you. And then all of a sudden, Jen, so much energy she had.
Oh, she was so happy. And she told me afterwards that, so I gave her a Coke too. I brought a bunch of extras because I think Tara was the only one who asked for one. Yuki wanted a flat Coke. And I'm like, I'm just going to throw some extras in there. So I gave one to that guy, gave one to Jen. Yeah, I mean, she said that that helped her pick her up, and she loved seeing us. We're a great cheer station, so I'm glad we could do some good.
She also said to me that she loved getting the random hug from someone else right next to us, and that person goes, I have no clue who you are, but I'm going to give you a hug. And I go, oh, that person, she was so drunk.
Oh man,
she was hugging everybody.
But she's friendly, she's sweet, so.
Yeah, it was all for fun, all good friendly hugs. So,
but let me just tell you, yeah, very glad I gave you the megaphone towards the end, because I just happened to be right next to the the speaker.
Your ear
part.
Happened
like,
to be right next
come
to
on.
It was perfect.
Yeah. But you did a good job with it. It was fun.
Well, this next person we saw was one of our four amazing guests for Boston Weeks. She was amazing. Again, so much energy and apparently a lot of popsicles.
She is! Yes! 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 Yes!
Yes!
Yes! How's it going? Yeah?
I have like 50 popsicles, but
yes! I'm so proud of you!
Get your boost! Get your boost!
Alex! Alex! Alex!
Oh my God, amazing. She's the cutest thing I've ever seen. She's so, so cute.
I just posted that one actually a few hours ago on Instagram Reels. So Jess Lindemann came by, so much energy, looks super strong out there.
She looked, I don't think I could have like jumped at all at that point in that race, but she was so happy and bubbly, and I'm just so happy. She had a great race out there. At least it looked like she did.
It looked like she had a great weekend the entire time. Besides the flight getting to Boston being delayed, it looked like the entire trip was amazing. We'll talk to her in the fall after her ultra, and we'll hear about Boston and the ultra. So that was amazing. We saw Jess. Then we saw an old-time friend of the pod. Katie Passani was on the Poland Spring team. She, if you remember, she was from your first Anchorman or Anchor Down Ultra. Which one is it? I don't know. ADU, Anchor
Down.
So she was from that one, and this was super fun when she came running up to us. She was also on WMUR, and that was a really nice story that she did share with us, but about the voicemail with her mom. So here's Katie.
I need a Katie Passani. Katie, 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 Katie. Yeah, Katie! Woo!
Yes! Killing it!
You are awesome!
Go, Katie, go! Go, Katie, go! Katie, go, kick that hill's
butt! Go, Katie, go! She was cruising. It stopped really quickly to say hi to us, give a high five and a hug. She was cruising.
See, that's the perfect amount of time to spend with us. So.
Yep.
But, you were cracking me up with your megaphone at that point. You're like, has anyone seen Katie Passani? Has anyone seen Katie Passani?
When we were looking for someone, because we missed some people, like we'll get to that
Pam
later.
Rickard.
Like we miss Letty, right? Because like a lot of you are all running really close within each other.
Yep.
So if someone was getting closer and I can't find you in a crowd, I would just start yelling, has anyone seen Katie? Has anyone seen Katie? And maybe Katie will hear it, right? Yeah, that was
fun.
Yeah,
I think Letty came by at the same time. I forget who was like somebody had
Letty
just
was
shown
around
up and
the
we got
whole
distracted.
Yuki thing, I think. And you'll see how
so
crazy Yuki was.
Yeah, we must have gotten distracted and just it slipped through. I'm sorry, Letty.
So then we had a guy who was running in his 47th straight Boston Marathon. Last year, he stopped really quickly to say hi. This year, he kept rolling, but let's play it for you.
Hey, D-Man!
Hi,
what's up, buddy?
Woo!
What's up, buddy? How are you?
Come
He came by, gave a quick high five. How you doing? Let's go. And do a fist pump there. Mm-hmm. Mike Beeman with his 47th straight Boss Marathon, three more to 50. Did you see he was like on Upworthy's post today?
Yes, I did see that. A lot of people were shouting us out. They're like, yeah, hey, so on the runs, check were. It out. So.
And a lot of people told me that some famous guy was in our high five speed boost video. Guys,
I told you that.
So did others.
Okay, good.
But you guys
good.
Can tag them in the comments below.
Oh, duh.
Right, like tag them.
I'm telling you, I'm like, hey, go in and like tag or at,
exactly.
Put in the-
You're saying, hey, you should like like add him as a tag. Just write in the comments, hey, I saw you, superstar. Smart. Yes.
Did Erica, anybody do that yet? Do I need to do it?
I think you need to do it. One of you need to do it.
All
go
right,
tag
I'll
him.
Get on that.
Go tag him. I've gotten it like the guy who eats a lot of food. I can't think of his name. A lot of people told me about him. I planted that seed.
Herm
the
runs. Guy who, yes.
Yeah, the guy who crapped his pants at the finish line. I sent the DM.
Did
but I can use your help, everybody. Send it to be like, you need to go on the runs and
these
tag us.
These people are finding stuff that I hadn't like found yet.
The
so
more you guys,
add
us on the comments and stuff and say, get on the runs, the more they're going to see our name and say, all right, let's
man,
do it.
Though. The second I open up Instagram right now, Mrs. Space Cadet's doing her like recap video with non-members only. So I got to watch that later.
All right. Can't wait. I'm going to check it out after
Michael,
too.
Michael Motorcycle.
Yes. Non-members only, by the way,
Jen
followed
is
us
in
today.
It.
Yes.
Sorry. So that's a fun video. I got to go back and watch that.
Thank you to non-members only for following us today, by the way. And they sent
excellent.
Me a DM. They're sad we didn't get to meet up.
I'm super sad about that, too.
Mm. One day. So some amazing supporters of ours, by the way, maybe our first ever employee out of the two of us. So we'll call her number three, or we can call her Terra Pterodactyl, came by for an epic visit at mile 19.
Terra Pterodactyl! Woo! Terra!
Guys, this is turning into a dumpster fire.
That's okay.
I'm so fucking hot.
Do you want
wow, easy. No, I love you.
How are you?
You're amazing.
How are you?
I'm fucking awesome. This is so much
do you
fun.
Have ice
I'm like, I'm
Tara dropping the F bombs.
I've had to walk a lot, but I ran into Maurice. I saw Miss Space Cadet.
Yes.
Ashley,
yes. I'm with everybody.
Yes.
Best day ever.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Best day ever.
Best day ever.
So happy for her. I'm so happy for Terra Pterodactyl. Like, man, after last year and getting to go out there and have a beautiful day. I don't care that was hot. It was a beautiful day. She got her redemption run.
She did.
I'm so happy for you, Tara. Yes, that was amazing. No one else deserved to run that race more than you did today or
agreed.
This week. Yeah.
Agreed. Yep.
Yeah. So she's not going to try to run next year. She's going to hang out with me, she said.
Us.
Us. Yes. She's going to party with us. And you know who else is going to party with us when we get there?
Lindsay.
Lindsay.
I'm such a nerd.
Lindsay, we got some fireball. We got some pickle shots. Let's go.
It was hot.
I am dying. Do you want like a Coke? I have an extra Coke.
This is hot.
Yeah. And so I go over and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go see you on the runs. And she's like, yeah! So she goes, I'm gonna put you on my story.
This is a long video, by the way. She spent the most time with us. She's slowly sipping down a pickle juice shot.
I'm like, the rest of the rest, I just want to finish.
Oh, victory lap! Victory lap!
You got some stuff just to make sure you don't have to take it.
I had a hard time giving those fireball shots away.
I'm not against it.
Well, they're yours.
Heads on. Oh,
I think she even like hesitated taking the fireball from you.
Get a photo.
Great job. Great job.
Keep it up.
You are. Let's go, Lindsay. Bristol. Let's go. Kick that hill's butt. Yes.
Well, that was great. That was so much fun. She by far spent the most time with us during any pit stop, just under 2 minutes. Well deserved 2 minutes there. So, yes, amazing. What a cool stop. I think her plan next year is also to party with me. And I say with me because, again, our goal is to get you in the race and get you your redemption race. Because you ran it in that awful weather of 2018 when Catherine Switzer was. That was the worst weather ever.
It's my badge of honor, I'm telling you. I would, as much as I'd love to run it, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, let's keep this rolling here.
Go. Yeah,
I said earlier how at times it got hard, we might have missed one or two people that we're looking for, and maybe they didn't really know where we were. Like Letty, I think she really knew where to look because she's not from here and she was just a past listener. So we missed Letty somewhere during this next interaction when there's a lot of things going on, there's a lot of chaos, and just people we know are running really close. So we met both of these people, Yuki and Ali G, at the same time. Here is that interaction.
He's Yuki! I don't see you, but
and Yuki's going to miss us, but see the sign. He's going to see our banner.
Yuki!
There she is. Yep.
There she is.
Hey, Yuki! How you doing?
She's waving, and then she realizes it's us.
Hi!
Yes. Yuki didn't ever turn around.
Oh, my. Is it
that? Yeah,
the black coat you got her.
Hey, Alex, get a picture, real quick.
Yeah. Did you see Jackie? That's good.
Alex,
yeah,
get a picture.
You were blurry in the photo.
Yes.
Doesn't matter.
Yes. All the angles.
Wait, I need a photo too.
So I'm going to pause it here. Yuki goes, wait, I need a photo. I don't even think I ever made it in because what you're about to see is this little girl, probably 4 or 5 years old, walked up to Yuki.
Cutest
thing
ever.
Starts tapping her on the shoulder and I got Yuki's attention. And Yuki was amazing with this little girl because this girl thought Yuki was a princess. And then at the same time comes our next friend of the pod.
Yuki.
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 Yuki. She loves your eyebrows.
What a pro. She's a pro.
She's so cute.
And there she is. Yes.
Here I am.
Oh, man. How you doing?
Guys, it's fucking brutal out here.
Yeah?
It's so hot.
Oh, man.
Do you want your M&Ms?
Yuki, you're awesome.
Yuki finally.
Yep.
He's finally moving.
You're killing it.
So much going on. So much going on. But that was. I'll tell you, I was happy I was using like the actual camera on my phone, not like Instagram where it only gives you a minute. I used the actual camera because some of these went long.
Yeah. Oh man, that was total chaos though. We were like, I felt bad because I got so distracted. I was like mid conversation with Yuki and then Addy's like, what's up? And I was like, I have to make sure I get you what you needed this time. So nice cold seltzer water for her. Didn't need the M&Ms, but oh my God, they were crushing it out there too. I mean, that cape must have been so hot for Yuki. That's all I kept thinking. I'm like,
she's
oh my gosh.
A pro. She's a pro. She knows what to do.
I have I think the company that or the lady that Yuki hired for to make her costume, I think she followed me on Instagram. So I think
she must have
heard about it. So
no
she
way.
Listens, I think. Yeah.
And she's such a pro for like listening to Yuki and taking it off her website until after the race. So,
that was so cool of her.
If you heard that story where the outfit became available for others to buy and Yuki's like, no, please no. This lady was a pro and totally like so cool that she took it down until after the marathon.
Yes.
These next couple ones are quick. Some of them didn't even know we were there, and we got the video. But this first one was actually a girl that my brother Alex went to college with, and he was tracking her, and he got our attention to be like, make sure she sees us when she runs by. And we did. But I actually want you to listen to the very end, Erica, and what you say here. So this is Alex's friend, Corinne, who ran by us.
Corinne!
Cool. I just made her trip over somebody.
Oh, no. Distraction.
So that was a really quick video, but she almost fell when she turned and looked at us.
I think she like clipped the guy's shoe in front of her. I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to cause any like issues. So I'm glad she just kept going. Yeah, that was great.
Here's another quick one. For the second year in a row, last year we couldn't find her. This year we did find her and we yelled as loud as we could. And she was just in the zone and flying. Amanda from Hawaii here, running by us and just in the zone. So that was actually early. That was like the second person who ran by us, because I was like, where's the megaphone?
We were sharing the megaphone, but yeah, she was in the zone for sure. I mean, I don't blame her for just keeping going, you know?
Yeah.
So she had a tough day, but she did it.
Here's the other one that's quick, and she did hear us at the last second and turned her head. But when Justine ran by, we made sure we got her attention.
Justine! Hey, Justine! Justine! Hey!
Finally got her attention there. She saw us. That was wicked cool.
Yes.
So we got through the quick ones there. Justine, Amanda, Corinne, so cool. They were crushing it. All three of them crushed it. But then this probably has to be my favorite interaction of all the interactions, because one, we thought something happened because this person disappeared from the tracker. And when the two of them showed up, we're looking for one, we're looking for the panda. And he had a friend of ours, one of our patrons who we've never met before in person. And just, I'm sorry, Maurice. It was like, we're so excited to see you. And then we totally like our attention went the other way. Maurice and Lori.
Yes, Lori! Lori! Oh my God! I'm 6 foot.
We lost you on the tracker.
Oh my God! What an interaction!
Screech! I literally screeched when I saw her because I was like, "Oh my God!" Was not expecting to see her at all, but the two of them looked awesome.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Maurice in the suit again.
Again.
You badass.
So hot.
Oh my God.
Did you see the video he posted when he went to hold Lori's hand and she swiped? Did
yes,
you see
I
that?
Did see that. It was cute.
It was great.
I can't say a blamer. I mean, that was such a hot day for you guys.
I'm so happy to see the
runners.
Two of them running together.
Mm-hmm.
That was amazing. That was so amazing, guys, crushing it. It was so cool. It looked like they were both thrilled to see us. Like, also, Lori, kudos to you for stopping every time with Maurice. Like, you guys left us, and 100 feet later, stopped for somebody else.
Yeah. He got stopped a lot. Or at least, like, he did literally make it 100 yards, if that, not even.
Yeah.
And, yeah, more people were like,
I was so excited to finally meet you, Lori. Thank you so much for all your support over the last couple of years. Like,
it made me so happy.
Yes. You guys crushed it. Here's another one. A big support of ours, a patron, our first time meeting her, brought to us from our pod family in Ohio. Pam, what an amazing job. Let's get to Pam's video here.
Erica, Pam, what's up? What's up? Yes!
We got hugs.
Yes!
But listen to this.
Who are you?
Kisses.
Oh, how you doing?
You got to be on their show.
Oh, yes,
Kayla.
Yes, you guys are so good.
Have you caught yourself today?
My God.
Working on it.
Working on it. Kayla, we've got to get a show.
Pam, we love you so much. You were just the sweetest. Oh, My
biggest regret of the entire weekend was we didn't get to meet and sit down with Pam like we thought we would plan to.
I know.
We'll do it next year. She's going to come back at the end of the year. She's going to finish her story. We're actually going to talk about running this time.
Yes.
And we'll talk more. We will do some things like her and Maurice, both heavily involved in the Heron Project. We just got invited to 5K. We're going to see if we can make it to that. Has some big roots and ties with the Heron Project. So we hope we can make that in about a month. We got to see. Erica's might be running a 50K around the same time. But that was so cool. We finally got to meet her. She stopped. What a compliment by telling the guy she's running with, who obviously is part of the Heron Project, mm-hmm. you need to get on their show.
We'd be happy to have him.
That was a blast. So Pam, I'm so happy. Thank you for stopping and saying hi. We got a couple more here. We finally got to meet Nootsy.
Nootsy! Yes!
Hey! Are you happy you stopped this year when you saw us?
Yes!
Yes!
You guys are awesome!
How's it going?
It's an ass
over
here!
But,
this is a hot day.
It's really hot. But we're doing good.
You don't look that tired.
Nootsy. Oh. So the story behind that, when I said, are you happy you stopped? We didn't know Nootsy a year ago, but she knew us. She was a listener of the pod. And when we finally talked to her a few months later, she goes, I saw you guys there cheering. I almost said hi. We're like, why didn't you say hi?
Next time. Come on.
Yes. So I'm so happy you stopped, Nootsy, and said hi this time. Another Poland Spring runner.
So that was three out of the four that we knew who were running for Team Poland Spring.
And number four is Mr. 305.
How you feeling, buddy?
Let's go, dude.
Are you gonna help?
I hope so. I'm fucking dying.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh. Today's a rough day.
Good for you
for keeping it going.
Mr. 305. Was on the struggle bus. I think that's fair to say. I think he'll admit it. But dude, it was hot. It was wicked hot out there. Like, of course. Like, oh man. I stopped the video short just because, like, we wanted to, like, kind of just chat right there. Just chat, not have the phone in front of his face. And it was hot. It was the struggle bus.
That's one thing that's kind of weird for me. Like, I get that there's thousands of runners, but it's... Why do they have to have such a late start for a bunch of people? Like, that was 11:25 start. Like, that is high noon, basically, just super heat of the day. Like, it, and everybody knows Boston's like a crapshoot. You could get like the nicest day in the world or the shittiest day in the world. So I feel like that was as nice as it was for the spectators. Was pretty shitty for a lot of the runners. So I don't know. Should have like a 7 a.m. start. I know it would not be the best for spectators, but that's okay. It's not for us. It's for them. I don't know.
I could be down with that. Like, I can get there early. We'll figure it out. We can be there early. And then we're home early.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, we only have a few quick videos left. One, this is someone we hope to have on the pod one day and talk to her about all her stories and adventures, but also about being a guide in the Boston Marathon. She has been the guide for the same person the last few years. You've gotten her attention every year and she looks at you and waves. It's super cool. But not only are you cheering for her, you're cheering for the runner that she is guiding. And her name is Lisa. And you can tell us a little more about Lisa after we play this video of her and Alexi Pappas.
Yeah, Lisa! Yeah, Alexi!
That's super exciting. I'm glad you got that on video. But yeah, so Lisa is, she's a visually impaired athlete, and Alexi has been her guide for at least 3 years now. She's just crushing it out there. Like, Lisa, I think she won her division this year. So I'm just super proud of the work that they're putting in, and they are doing so well. And you know me, I love Alexi. She's just super sparkly and bubbly too. So,
yep. I hope the two of them together are a perfect team.
Oh, absolutely.
They are. Mm-hmm. The other guy I hope to talk to one day, and just like with the big man, Big Z, who gave me a wave, this guy, he made eye contact and he gave me a wave as he was crushing it with a sub 7 minute pace marathon. Mr. Matt Wilpers.
Matt! Yeah, Matt! Yeah, buddy!
Oh, it was even better. He stuck the arm out and he was like pointing. He's like, yeah, mm-hmm. Matt, you are again like the man rocket that you are. You're so awesome, dude. You had a killer race. I know you saw a lot of people from the Wicked Smart Zone. I was following the Wicked Smart Zone story like later that night and seeing mm-hmm. everyone posting about him. Matt,
I caught pterodactyl
crushed
on there.
It. Yeah. Yeah. She that was an amazing shot. Josh, great job getting that video of Terra Pterodactyl.
Chef's
amazing. Oh, so cool. So that's pretty much it. I know there's a few people I may have missed. They're probably the quicker video. I had so many videos. I saved two more though.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one for anyone who is still stuck around and we talked about the speed boost sign. Here's a quick video of Erica and Alex crushing it with the speed boost sign. There it is. He kept flipping it. You look sexy. Then flip it. Slap for speed. Free speed. The two of you are crushing it with the speed sign.
It was making me laugh so hard. So we were making jokes, slap for speed boost, but then we're like, just touch it, maybe gently caress it, because there were a couple of people, at least two or three, who smacked the shit out of it and the sign went flying. We had to have some nice runner pick it up because it was like in the middle of the course.
Yeah,
we're like,
was.
Can you grab that?
One of my favorite,
my God, it was great.
One of my favorite speed boost power ups, whatever we're going to mm-hmm. call it, was this one. Three men dressed as white
beautiful.
Unicorns
beautiful.
Had to be hot.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
But they were owning it. They absolutely own those costumes. It was fantastic. I'm so glad you got that on video because I was just soaking it up like in the moment and I watched them go by and I was just like, yes, guys, yes.
I got a lot on video. I'll be posting a lot more on our Instagram page this week and maybe some YouTube stuff too. This episode is going to be on YouTube. That's all the videos I have. If I know, like off the top of my head, Sammy, I'm just thinking of it now. Like I had an epic video of Sammy coming and high-fiving us, but not only that, she dodged a puddle. And I'm like, man, nice dodge there. Just got yep. out of it in time. Like, oh, so many of you crushed it. I am really bummed we didn't see Letty, but maybe mm-hmm. we're going to collab with her later in the next
Ooh.
Coming weeks, right?
Yes. Awesome.
We'll learn more about that later. We've missed a few people out there. We wish we saw you.
That tracker was pissing me off, but I am on your side. I am your cheerleader. I was cheering for you 100%, even though we didn't see you.
So that was amazing. I hope you guys loved this. I hope it wasn't annoying hearing the audio in your speakers. I hope you all have checked out the YouTube video to see this. I want to do more of this. I know we do a lot of the screen sharing. And if I can get these videos and upload them, like this is a super cool feature we have on Riverside.
Love
it. I'm so pumped. So hopefully we do more cool stuff like this and grow the YouTube channel. Guys, thank you so much. What an amazing day. Any final comments of the day, Erica?
Just thank all you runners for making our day. We had such a fun time being out there cheering you on. We are so inspired by your commitment. And I'm just honestly blown away by how awesome everyone is. And I wish I was out there with you. But if I couldn't be out there with you, I'm happy to be on the sidelines for you.
Well, we'll try to get you there next year because I at
Either
least
way,
know now.
I'm still going to be there and
yes.
having a blast. Doesn't matter in what capacity.
But if we can get you in, at least now I know I have Lindsay and Tara with me. They're going to be with me cheering.
Very true. Probably if, Leslie too. We'll get Leslie back.
If you get in though, should we like run around the course and catch you at different spots or just do the Mile 19 party?
I have no idea. So the year I did do it, I had Katie and Dan and Amanda and Danielle and my dad, they were at mile 13 and then they made it towards the end. But I know it was a close call because I think like the tees weren't working the way they should. So it's a crapshoot, man. I have no idea.
I want the party because I want everyone to stop and see us. I think what was clutch was having our banner there.
Yes.
And I love getting the word out and the brand out. And this podcast has been so much fun. Today, we hit 25,000 downloads. And oh yes, sometimes I see other podcasts hit like 250K. And they've only been around a little longer than
25?
Us. 25?
Well, amazing.
It is. And I don't so much care about the number. I don't like post that anymore, but I just want to say thank you. 25K is a big deal. 250K is a big deal. We're going to be a podcast that acts like a $250 million podcast. That's what we're going to do. We're going to keep, I said dollar, but I meant like downloads.
Yes, we're
going to keep growing. We're going to keep doing this thing. The feedback we're getting from everyone is amazing. Please give me feedback of what you thought of this episode, especially if you watched the YouTube video. I want to know how it came out. We're going to do everything we can to evolve and grow. Erica's going to get the new password for the Instagram page, and she's going to post on it weekly. And it's going to be fun. So
we'll see about that.
We love doing this.
I'll do my best.
We love doing this. I'll just take your best. I'll take your best every day. I love
there
it.
We go.
So what a fun time. Boston Weeks is not over. We have at least two more episodes. We're going to talk to runners in the race and hear about their day and how it went and their experience. I'm super excited. But it is late on a Wednesday night. And if I want this to drop Thursday morning, I got to piece this together. Adeline is also sleeping on the bed next to me, and I got to get her in her bed. She just had auditions for a big play she wants to get in. So we've been working hard, doing the singing lessons. We've been putting the work in. We're going to see how it comes out. She was the second youngest person in the auditions.
Oh, wow. Well, fingers crossed for her. I hope everything works out. That's going to be awesome if she gets it.
Well, this was great. I had a great day. My head has a nice tan. It is not burnt, but I have to protect it. And I think
sunscreen,
you have to protect your voice. So let's call it a night.
Yeah, my voice is better, but I do have to just mention one more thing. Everybody go check out the book All in Stride by Joanna Garten and featuring Elvin Cabet and a foreword by Catherine Switzer. So that's my spiel. Go check
and
out her book.
You have at least a month to check this out before we get them on because
I'll
we're going to talk about it. So if you check it out, and if you have a question, you can send it our way. Send it to Erica, and we'll make sure to relay those questions
to them. That
would
be awesome. Yes, great idea.
That'd be super cool. All right, Erica, this was a blast. I had fun. Thank you for doing this late on a Wednesday night with me. I love podcasting, so it's just a blast. But
absolutely,
let's send everyone home.
We had a blast with everything Boston Weeks. We hope you guys enjoyed it too. You know we love you, and don't forget to stretch.